The wicked will bow at the gates
of the godly.
That's going to happen. So, remember,
if you're a good person,
and the only way to be good is if you're a child of God, a godly person, well then the evil people are going to bow before us. We should never let evil people intimidate us or scare us. We should never be afraid. Whose army are we in? The Lord's. How powerful is our Master? All powerful. So, should we be afraid of anything? No, nothing. The poor are despised even by their neighbors, while the rich have many friends. Is that true? If you got a little money, do you have to worry about finding somebody to help you spend it? No. Nope. You don't have to have much. You know, there'll be somebody. And today, the day we live in today, if you got very much, it's just like I've made this statement several times. When I built this house over here, I wanted to build a beautiful home for my family. I saved for years to build that big, beautiful home, never dreaming what it would do to me when I got it built. So I saved enough money, gained all the knowledge and wisdom I needed to build that house in its entirety all by myself. Every stick of it, everything, did it all from the ground up. Everything on that house, I did it. You know, my son helped me a little. I had a couple of guys help me a day or two at a time for something. One guy helped me do some of the brick. But the brick on the little house, I did every brick of that by myself. And most of that house, the whole entire complex, I built it totally by myself. And paid for it as I went. When I got through, I never borrowed a penny to build it. And when I got through it was totally debt-free. I thought, wow, this is great. Until the first year, when I got a tax bill. My taxes had been $250 a year on the little house I lived in out here. And then the day I got that big monster finished, the taxes went to $3,500. I thought, this is ridiculous. It cost me $300 a month to live in this thing. And it's been like that ever since. I thought, this is crazy. So, $3,500 for 15 years, that's over 50 grand, isn't it? Isn't that awful? That's what I paid in taxes. Next time, I'm going to build me a lean-to. A tin shed as a lean-to. That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. And you make the inside of a tin shed pretty nice, you know it? I don't know if you've ever been in our little apartment over here, Patty?
Yeah, I did.
It's not bad, is it? Yeah, I mean, that's inside of a tin shed, see? But from the outside, it looks like a tin shed, so the taxes are almost nothing. Isn't it wonderful? There's a way to beat it. Oh, goodness gracious. But you got to be wise and have knowledge to do that. Some people say, I would never live in a tin shed. Okay, that's obvious. You go out here and look at some of these houses, like the one I went out and looked at here a few years ago for a couple. Since I was an engineer, they wanted me to look at this house. They were thinking about buying it. Big, beautiful thing, monster. I asked the guy that was selling, I said, how much are you asking for this house? He said, only $750,000. I said, what's the taxes on it out here? Oh, he said, taxes are not bad at all out here. I said, that's not what I ask. I said, what is the taxes, or what do you estimate the taxes will be on this house when this couple buys it? Oh, he said, it'll probably be around $25,000 a year. How would you like to pay $25,000 a year taxes on a new home? That's just taxes. That's $100,000 in 4 years. Hey, that's not too smart. For a couple, that needs to, hey, use the money some other way. Don't buy something like that and waste all, even if you got it, you know, use it to help somebody else. Oh, goodness. The poor are despised even by their neighbors. Now, the poor won't ever buy a house like that, will they? No, they won't ever have to worry about that. But the rich have many friends. And it's amazing how many friends you can have. It is sin. Uh-oh. There's a little glitch. What is sin? It is sin to despise one's neighbor. Ooh. How many times have you heard somebody say, I just can't stand that guy down the street? I mean, there's a guy that lives down the road from me called Lance, and I just can't stand him. I don't like to be around him. He's one of them crazy Christians. He's always talking about Jesus. They talk about us all kinds of ways, right? So, but the Lord said it is sin to despise one's neighbor. Isn't that something? Now, a lot of people don't know that. And so they don't know they're sinning. And then they wonder why things happen to them. But if they despise their neighbor, they're sinning. But it says, blessed are those who help the poor. Now, how many people do you know that said, them poor, they ought to go out and go to work for themselves. I ain't going to help them. You ever hear people talk like that? Sure. But what does the Lord say? If you help the poor, what does He do to you? Hey, blesses you. Which way you want to be, blessed or cursed? I want to be blessed too. So remember that next time you see somebody that's really in need, especially if the Spirit says, give that guy $5. You say, I rebuke that. I ain't giving that guy nothing. You know, you might look over to your wife and say, did you tell me to give that guy $5? He said, I didn't say a word. If she says that, then who spoke to you? The Lord did. Well, I ain't going to do it. Well, you just missed a blessing. If the Lord tells you to do something and you didn't do it, you just missed a blessing. But the Lord says, blessed are those who help the poor. Now, if you plot evil, you will be lost. But if you plan good, you will be granted unfailing love and faithfulness. If you plan good. So our plan should always be planning for good, right? Never to do anybody harm. Remember, this is the NLT version of this. I don't know whether you got the King James or the American Standard or whatever you have, but if you read these as a rule, these you will get the same thing from them. You know, they're saying the same things. Sometimes it's a little easier to pick them up here in the NLT, and sometimes it's easier to get them in the King James. But tonight we're happening to be in the New Living Translation. But all those Bibles basically say the same thing. Every once in a while there'll be something there that'll be a little bit different. Because what happens is when we go to the Hebrew or Greek or whatever, Old or New Testament, a lot of times there'll be a given word in the Hebrew that may have five or six different meanings in English. And different translators translate it different. And sometimes it makes it sound totally different. But if you plot evil, you will be lost. But if you plan good, you'll be granted unfailing love and faithfulness. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to do my best to plan good for everybody. Because I want God to bless me with unfailing love and faithfulness. Okay. Oh my goodness. Work? Somebody says, man, I ain't afraid of work. I can lay down right beside it and go to sleep anytime. That's not what he meant here, is it? Work brings profit. Just like all of us today. I mean, several times a day I looked over at Joseph, man. He's in there putting screws and sheetrock with me. And he's just like me. Although it was nice and cool in here, I didn't realize it was 60 in here a while ago, Patty, when I went back and looked. No wonder you were cold. I turned the heat up. But we was out here working like 60, you know, so hard to believe, but I'd look over at him, that sweat just dropping off of him, you know. He wasn't cold, I'll tell you for sure. And I wasn't either. You know, so we were working, but all of them, Dave, everybody, Eldon, we were all out here working today. Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Now, we could sit around here and drink coffee and talk about this building all day today. We wouldn't have got a piece of sheetrock up, would we, Joseph? Right. Not a bit. But wealth is a crown for the wise. Now then, how many people do you know that have a burning desire to be wealthy? Almost everybody wants to have plenty, right? No, most everybody that I know don't want just plenty. They want an abundance. You know, how many young men do you know that their dream is when they're 21? Wow, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 35. I want to retire. Have you ever heard them say that? Yeah, I've heard lots of them say that. even my own son, he told me, he said, Dad, I want to be a millionaire the time I'm 35. Well, he's going to have to hurry. He's not going to make it. But God ain't going to let him be a millionaire the time he's 35. No way, because he's not knowledgeable enough yet to learn how to use it. You know, God's only going to give us what we can handle whenever we're able to handle it. You know that? He's not going to give. If he had given me $1 million when I was 30 years old, you know what I'd have done? I'd have probably just messed up royal. You know, that almost most of us would have, wouldn't we? Sure, we don't know how to handle money when we're young. But it says wealth brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Now, wealth is a crown for the wise, but the effort of fools yields only folly. Even people that are fools, that even though they try and go out and try to work, it seems like nothing ever works for them. They never make it. And you know, when you look back at those, you know the single ingredient that's always missing in their life? You know what that ingredient is? God. Cheryl just said it there. It's God. Until you put God first, He's not going to bless you with money that you can hang on to. You won't be able to keep it. You may make a lot, but you could be like that lawyer I know that now down here in North Dallas where right now, when they first built 635, everything north of 635 was fields. There was no buildings down there. When they first built 635, I thought, these fools, these people, what in the world? I mean, you know, all these lanes of traffic, you could drive down there in just a car once in a while. Of course, now I think, them crazy people, why didn't they build it twice as wide? See, so you can't never please us, right? 635 is a parking lot most of the day now, right, Betty? And I think about that lawyer that after 635 was built, this guy had everything. I mean, he had hot and cold running, everything. I mean, he was a wealthy man, and he was driving one of the fanciest BMWs. And he pulls out in the field out there one day and reaches in his glove box and pulls out a .38 and puts it to his head, about 30 years old, 35 years old, and he's fixing to end his life. And the radio, for some strange reason, a program come on with a preacher on it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.